Blog Talk Radio.
And uncouth. We don't have really no
professionalism about us at all. It just is what it is. We profess him.
For real.
That's our professionalism. All right, we do got a few things I need to announce here real quick. All right. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody doing all right. Hold on. Oh, there we go. We live right there. See how everything is going? Now I got to find my peeps. Got my peeps. Hey, bring me that. Somebody work for that. Y'all want me? Hey, this thing ain't even. Hey, this thing ain't even cut. Can y'all cut this thing? All right. I have no idea, Israel. Well, you know we're doing well in the land of living. We're extremely, extremely busy. Bless y'all in the precious name of Yahshua. Jesus Christ. We're getting ready for the feast, and around here straightway, people are tired. But when you have to get ready logistically for 900 and something people, that's a long time. And that's a lot of people. A lot of logistics has to go out. A lot of things have to go out. And, of course, I'll try to plug it up. Of course, you know, when we are getting ready for these feasts, we've done this. This ain't our first rodeo, so we know what we're doing. It takes a lot out of us. Thank you. It takes a lot out of us. And when it takes a lot out of us, I try my best to give straightway maybe a couple of days of rest before the feast start because, you know, we just had Sister Angelica, my brother Scott, he just had a little baby girl here on the land, and we got two more that's in the oven. They end up cooking. It's just a lot. If any of you have ever host any amount of people for any length of time, you already know on the scale that y'all done it how taxing that it is. Is that right? How taxing that it is and how taxing it becomes. And, you know, dealing with folks is just not an easy thing. I think the biggest problem is that when people come to a meeting, they bring their Gentile ways. Just like, for instance, remember me talking about going into the military? The military figure it'll take us 8 weeks to make you a soldier. They're going to teach you how to eat, how to speak, how to march. You will be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and you will say, yes, sir, the whole time. Or, yes, sergeant. Sergeants don't like being called sirs, so they say they work for a living. Officers are cake eaters. Kind of like when you walk through Atlanta, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, Skittles all over the street. What that means is you're going to see men with painted toenails, all different types of bright colors. Thank you, Monkey Bastard, for your offering. Hey, I appreciate y'all offers. I really truly do. Because it helps with us preparing for all the saints coming to the feast. But, we're very serious, extremely serious, and I'm sure y'all probably saw it. Did y'all see the video I made today?
Yes, sir.
Today. Did you see it? About this guy, neighbor up there giving McNabb and them trouble. And all for the color of his skin. you experienced some racism. You've been looking at it head on, face on. You remember we went down to that country diners? DJ said, is this normal? I walk, well, you know, I'm used to it, so I just walk in like a G, like I own the place. What is that?
Buffalo
bite. Stuff messed me up. And I just can't do it. I can't deal with the racism stuff, and I ain't going to deal with it because I don't have to. So if anybody chooses to be racist, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Well, they try to convince people that it's not real. It is real. Because the people that were racist, they sold that message to their children to try to keep it going. And because I teach Israel, you should be glad that people let you know that they're racist. Now you know how to deal with them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is a gift from Yah. Because otherwise, see, today they too dumb and stupid. Used to be that they would deal with us wisely and befriend us and all those stuff. They'd take advantage of you. Now they're just right out in the open with it. We got a neighbor up here who we've been nothing but kind to, and one day he got a wild hair up his butt because he didn't like the way one of the brothers was speaking to him because he asked where I was at. And he don't, the brother on the land at the time, he don't know him from Jack and Jill and Jill, you know what I mean? So he decided to call the EPA on us because we had an outhouse. So I saw him one day. I said, I had one of my sides. I said, watch this. I told him I was going to see him, watch this. I went up and drove up right to the front of his thing, jumped out of the vehicle. Hey, so how you doing? I said, you call EPA on us? Straight up. Well, I was mad and I was upset. You call EPA on us? Well, yeah, I did, Charlie. I did. I said, you did that shit, huh? I said, this is definitely going to put a strain on our relationship. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you are. You got to worry about that. And it ain't been the same since. Been living out here as neighbors for 24 years.
Yes, sir.
Ain't been the same since. I don't play with these peck of woods. Cross me one time. You ain't got to wait and see what you get. I ain't fooling with them. But, Israel, don't you ever forget that we are dwelling in our enemy's land. Don't ever forget that. You are in your enemy's land and these people don't love you. When I say they don't love you, I don't care what color your skin is, the non-color, whatever it is. And once you become an Israelite, even your own family will hate you. Showing you how much that they hated Jesus. That's why Jesus said, marvel not if the world hate you. Because it hated me before it hated you. Huh? Don't marvel about it. So whenever you see it, just it ain't no marvel. You should expect it. Huh? It's just the world we live in, and it ain't going to stop until the king comes. I get people on a video, instead of dealing, thank you, Alvin Bolden, appreciate your offer, man. You know, instead of dealing with the subject at hand, they immediately deflect and say, well, there's racism in every culture. That ain't what the hell we're talking about. We're talking about this incident right here.
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to talk about racism in every culture, I would have talked about it in every culture. We're talking about, why is that so hard for people to stay on point? I mean, as soon as you feel that little emotion comes up inside of you, it moves you off center, don't it? Yeah, that's right, Teach. You cannot, for some reason, it's difficult for you to focus.
Yeah.
And stick with the subject at hand. Why is that so hard? It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever at all. But, and the thing about it is, That's something when a brother's been trying to be kind and nice to you his whole time. Then you gonna still act like that? I said, tell him I'd like to talk to him one day. I remember one, I wasn't even up here a good year. And I had one of them try to pull that racism crap on me. I said, bring your ass out on these double yellow lines on the street. We'll solve this real fast.
Man.
And y'all can understand, I'm the last person in the world that wants to fight. Everybody always taught you growing up, if you fight, it's stupid. I said, really? America must be pretty damn stupid because they can't stop fighting.
True. Yep.
What's wrong with my thinking? Just like we have the gall to point our fingers at Putin.
Mm.
At least they don't let homosexuals in their country.
Yep.
He got my vote already, especially over Biden.
Definitely. Yes, sir. That is true.
Yeah. I will fight for Putin before I would fight him.
Yes.
Now call me a traitor. Biden is a traitor.
Yes, that's true.
The guy said to me, now, he said, I don't like y'all women wearing them coverings on their head. They ain't your women. Man, what's the wrong problem? Sometimes he's a Catholic, right? So I'm going to show you how stupid people are. Hmm? You a Catholic. You worship Mary. And the woman you worship with is a head cover. That's how dumb y'all people are. Huh? That's how dumb people are. See what I mean? They don't know how to be intelligent. They're dumb. It don't make no sense. And I think the thing that people really love about Straightway is they love the realness. Oh, DJ, tell, why don't you talk for me? They can hear you. Why don't you just tell us real quick? Because you're still somewhat new.
Yes, sir.
So, brand new. I mean, I'm sure you investigated us. I'm sure you heard all the rubbish and the mess and the garbage about me.
Absolutely.
All that stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
I keep trying to tell y'all. Remember I told y'all that I don't, listen, I'd be rejoicing when they mention my name. I just tell y'all that they have to mention my name because they don't have a name for themselves. That's all I'm doing is just informing you. But this brother is an ex-professional football player. You only played for the Vikings, right?
No.
You played for the Vikings. Who else?
Raiders, Redskins, and Bears.
Vikings, Raiders, Redskins, and Bears. All right, watch this. Offensive tackle. So watch this. Remember I told y'all that there are going to be some people that's intelligent, professionals, all this stuff that y'all keep talking about us, talking about me. And I be clapping my hands. Because, see, the dumb snaggletooth people who own meth and is on a plethora of ignorance. It's like they are injecting ignorance into them. And stupidity and all that other stuff in front of it. Those people, you expect a low base minded people to get all in their feelings and emotions and just to go off. But rational thinking people, responsible people, they're like, man, if this is that bad, let me check this stuff out for myself. I hear what they say, but let me check this stuff out for myself. So they start doing their due diligence, start researching, they come to find out, man, this ain't fitting. Then they end up coming and visiting.
Hallelujah.
And then they get to see for themselves. They get to see the people.
Hallelujah.
They get to see, just like Yahshua said, by their fruits. You should know them. You get to see all that. Then all of a sudden, man, I knew it wasn't that. This is crazy. These folks, I keep telling y'all, before I turn it over to them, Remember I told y'all that when people get out here and point a finger at somebody and they slander and defame and twist, warp, and distort, you don't even know what the spin is, because when you look at the news media, you don't even know the spin when you're hearing it. I know what the spin. I know if their mouth is moving, they lying, you approach it that way, you'll never be deceived by news. But they turn around and they point the finger at the person that they want their audience to look at. And they want you to look at them in a negative light, all for the purpose that you don't investigate them. And some of you are so stupid and dumb, you're not even intelligent enough to pay attention to the one putting forth the finger. You don't investigate their life. You don't peer into their life. You don't look at their livelihood. You don't see how they are. You don't see how their family is. You don't see nothing. But you automatically believe, now that's your choice and it's your prerogative. I'm not trying to sway or persuade your mind. You want to be dumb on purpose? Hey, you got to have somebody in this earth who's going to take that. Somebody got to be. We got to make sure that the ecosystem is balanced. All right? So then you have these other people that are intelligent, do their own independent research, and then wait a minute. So TJ, do you care to let us in on a little bit, take your time too, so a little bit about what you know about your experience up until this point? Go ahead.
Absolutely. So when I first came to Straightway, I was already watching a few months prior to calling in and at the time when I came down to visit. And but prior to, you know, even like listening to anything, you know, your teachings or anything like that, mm-hmm. I was listening to you because of what you were saying, prepare food.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I haven't heard a pastor, you know, talk about any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the beginning of COVID, when COVID first started. So I'm on YouTube and I come across your video, and I'm like, okay, I got to listen to this guy because he's talking about what's going on around the world. He's talking about what's going on. And so I'm listening literally for weeks. I'm like, I don't know why I keep going back to the videos. But at the time, I had just got my farm. I bought a farm because, again, I was already kind of on that path. And then now I see a pastor who's actually talking about it, because my pastor at the time, my old pastor, was not talking about it. None of these other pastors, daytime preachers, were literally not talking about it. So I'm like, I got to listen to this Pastor Dow guy. And a couple months go by, and I finally call the dining hall. Because now I'm like, I have to come down and see.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a little bit of negative stuff people were saying, but I didn't want to dive too deep in that and let it shape my mind or anything. And so I said, I got to come down and see. And when I came here, it was literally nothing I've ever experienced before. As far as, well, you were the first person I met, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to Tennessee, that time with my brother Kabir,
and
I'm like, okay, maybe this guy's, you know, crazy, like what people are saying, and he's, you know, and you were nothing like what was on the video. I'm like, okay, this is really weird, because we're in the car, we're driving, and we're just having normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I think this is a solid man. And then we come back to the land.
Mm-hmm.
I meet some of the saints, and I think we come to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching your family now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing how you're interacting with your family. And I'm looking at, you know, watching Carol and Summer and Mama Nelly, and I'm like, these women are not being abused whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They're safe. There's peace. And that's what it was. It was a peace.
They say they can barely hear you for some reason.
Oh, okay, it was a peace. This was...
I never experienced peace like this, coming on land and coming into your home.
Mm-hmm.
And so what people were saying versus what I experienced, it didn't match up. So I already automatically knew to just disregard anything that I heard prior, because, again, I'm in your home. I'm sitting and visiting with other saints.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching how everybody's living and how everybody's moving, and everybody's just functioning in peace, in unity, and... That was all I needed to see at that point and here. And there was nothing that I've seen before. And that's something. None of the churches I've ever been to. And again, you guys didn't pass around an altar plate, which was weird to me. And I was like, nobody's asking for money. Nobody's I said, this is crazy. This is literally crazy to me. And so I was like, this place is different. I didn't have the full understanding at the time, but I knew that this must be the people. This must be y'all's people.
And that's Tom. Remember when you came to me and said, Pastor, I want to help more. Mm-hmm. Nah, don't worry about it, man. The Most High, he'll lay it on your heart when you need to give. Don't worry about it. He will. Mm-hmm. Is that how I put it?
Yes, sir.
In Christianity, they'll come up to you and beg you for money, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, T. Shane, how many years has it been? Now, let's just go this route. We've been out here on this land for 24 years. No, 25 now. Come on, 25. Watch this. Have we ever passed an offering plate around in any what they call church service or have ever taken up an offering in the tabernacle? Have we ever done that?
No, sir.
Never. Mm. See, don't make money our focus. If y'all people know what the Bible says, they're going to obey.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Key.
And then when you come here and you see some people, you see them at the feast. You follow me, you see people that was in the same profession you were.
Yes, sir.
They was in the National Football League.
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts of that? I mean, because like Rob says, I had to come and see it for myself.
Mm.
Rob told Daniel, he said, I hear what you're saying, but I want to get in front of him myself.
Yeah.
I want to hear him myself. I want to see him myself, eyeball to eyeball. That's all it took. Real, no real.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And we've been nothing but real in the Messiah, real brothers, straight up ever since. So when you come here and you see all these other brothers in the NFL, that was formerly in the NFL, they retired now,
yes, sir.
And they came here, and you met them at the feast.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You probably met, did you ever meet any of them on the football field after the game?
Maybe just Rob.
Maybe Rob.
Maybe Rob. But not
right. And so what did you think when you saw these people from your profession, actually here at the ministry yourself?
I said to myself, well, there's no way all four of us could be crazy. Because
right.
These are bright men, smart men.
Right.
They're all older than me, been mm-hmm. around for a long time. And because I was questioning that in myself. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm losing my mind. Like, something, what's going on?
You're right.
And so I said, okay, if these brothers are here, and then, you know, seeing how their lives have transformed, you know, changed just by being in the ministry, being around the saints. I said, there, I can't find any fault. I can't find any fault with anything that's being done here, because everything that's being done here was literally coming off the pages of the book.
Hear that? Rob said, you know him because he got a sack on you.
Yes, he did.
Right. Hey, man, ain't no big deal. I mean, Rob's got like 150-something sack, man. He got a sack probably on every defensive end ever played again. I mean, offensive tackle ever played against.
I'm going to give him that. He got it. I cannot deny it.
He fast, wasn't he?
I mean, yeah. He was fast enough to get the sack.
If he got a sack.
Hallelujah.
And then, you know, we could do the same thing with professors. We have doctors in the ministry. We could do the same thing. Use that area.
Yes, sir.
We have attorneys in the ministry. We could use that profession.
Sure.
Now, these are people that after the world's sort, will be considered intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't they be considered intelligent people?
Absolutely.
And we have nurses. We have blue-collar people, truck drivers. We have people own companies, own businesses. We have homemakers. We got everybody. We got bums.
Yes.
Gotta balance it out. Gotta balance it out. You know, we've got righteous men. We hope that everybody's striving for righteousness. But we just don't, listen, we have one soul. And then we only get one time to go this way. We're not going to do this over again. We did one time, and one time alone. And we better get it right, and we better do it right. And we better do it while we got breath in our body right now. Because there's no more yesterdays. And tomorrow ain't even promised. Today is the day of salvation.
Sir.
And all these people, they, hey, I get it. I was sitting there thinking, you know, when I was in Christianity, nobody didn't bother us.
No.
Nobody troubled us.
Nobody at all.
Man, you start keeping these commandments, oh, it's game over. That's how you know that people are submitted to Satan at his will. So you got this ignoramus over there that's McNabb's neighbor. He got all these built-up offenses that don't even know us.
Yeah.
Never even had a conversation with us. And I guarantee you him and his preacher and all of them will refuse to come to the table and sit down and have a civil dialogue. You know why? Because they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to know the truth.
I don't think they know the truth. They want to be
They love the deception. How in the hell are you going to sit up and have a problem with us and you tripping over statues of bishops when you go into the Catholic Church? There's so much idolatry in that church.
There it is.
It ain't even crazy. Man, I bet children going there and cry half to death. This is the thing, spook house.
It's spooky.
Huh? All these things. Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You know what they're going to tell us? That there's something wrong with us, man. Come on now. And watch this. The book comes to light too, don't it?
It does.
Yahshua said, you're going to be tested.
Yes.
And see, and this is what happened. I want everybody to listen to me right now. Listen to me really good. Anytime anybody comes to the real Messiah, you're going to be tested to see who you really love.
Yeah.
And he's going to hit you right where your heart is. Because remember, wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And remind you, he's a jealous hell.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing going to be, nothing coming for him. You love your family more than him, I promise you, you're going to find out real quick. Because he's going to test you right there. You love your job more than him, he's going to test you right there. He's going to hit you right in your heart, right in your spot. Happens with everybody.
Everybody.
That passed the test. And these are the ones that will go on to eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Rest of the world to eternal damnation.
Yes.
Let's go over that real quick, man. Let's go over Matthew chapter 10 and start at verse 30. We'll go there, and then we're going to roll on here a little bit, and then we'll get a few more. Hey, check this. Check this out, announcements. Brother Israel, Michael Israel, all right, he has, bless his heart, he's done it because we talked about this at the leadership meeting. I want everybody to get that pen and piece of paper, all right? Pen and piece of paper. Get your pen and piece of paper, okay?
Let me see my green
microfiber cloth. Do y'all see it? Is it that one down there?
Yeah,
if it's green, give it to me, man. What do you mean this one? You took my damn microfiber cloth to clean up? What the? Boy, you working on some rebuke, ain't you?
I'll take it.
Jesus took my only glass microfiber cloth and used it to clean up beer.
Right.
Jesus. You trying. Anyway, Michael Israel. Is that a new one?
No.
Is it washed?
They're clean. It's two levels.
So anyway, Michael Israel has set up, I want y'all to listen to me real good, a website. Are y'all listening? It's called Straightway, spelled like behind me, network.com. If you go there, you're going to see a bunch of categories. All right? A bunch of categories, and I'll pull it up here real quick. Let me pull it up here. And what this website is about, y'all see it right here, right? See it right there? This is a website to where, listen, we have a lot of people in the ministry. They make quality products. Quality products. Not only that, they can even steer you in the right direction to tell you what we will recommend. The categories are beauty, books, construction, firearms, hair supplies, ham radio, head coverings, herbs, homeschooling, knives, little saints, men's clothing, military gear, music, solar power, women's clothing. All those are different categories. If you have a business, be it large or small, and if you want approval to get into our Straightway network, in other words, we can put a link to where people can contact you, and they can actually, when you go to that particular category, let's say beauty, let's say Kara L. Carol, you know, Mother Carol makes all these good products, man. People just good products, right? So people can go straight to that link, and it'll link to Carol's website, and you can put in orders that way. Is that making sense?
Yes, sir.
And then, we can do this in any category, if y'all understand what I mean, in any category. So if you want your business to be recognized by the Straightway Network, the one-stop place, and we're going to continue to keep supporting. What we're trying to do is we're trying to keep the dollar circulated amongst us, just like the heathens do out there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff that you buy, you don't have to go out there to the heathens and give them that money. You know you can get good, healthy, strong, viable working products through our people. Why not keep the money in there? And then believe me, we can add more categories. But this is just the start of it. To let you know that we've been working. It's your one stop. Anytime you got something in your mind, you think that you're interested in, you go click on that category, then it will bring up the information of the person and what they're selling. Or what they're making. You follow me? I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a wonderful thing for us to be able to, I think it's a beautiful thing. That way, we have our dollars circulating, not just one time, and then goes to the heathen. We could go around 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times before we leave our hand. And now, then maybe we can start prospering rather than being the ass and always in want. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. See, if we're going to be a tribe, if we're going to be the people of Yah of Israel, we've got to start thinking about there's a us and there's a them. And it should be us first in everything. I don't know how to say it no more better than that. Do I have y'all attention?
Yes, sir.
Because you keep living after the manner of the Gentiles and the manner of the people in this world, you're going to end up perishing like the people of this world. You're going to end up continuing to keep dying at their so-called health products and all this other stuff. No, we got people that's doing ourselves. So what you do is you call the number behind me and you pitch your business. Pitch your business or you mail me at our mailing address, 641 Highway 52 bypass. We'll let Sister Willie get in here again. 641 Highway 52 bypass west. Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And you put attention, Pastor Dow. And then we'll read your letter, and we'll see what category you want your business to be advertised on. We'll use my YouTube outreach. We'll use my Facebook outreach. We'll use every outreach I got. And then we'll chain it to other people who have channels, who have outreaches, and Instagram and all this other stuff so that you can have a whole bigger platform than you normally would on your own. All right? And that's the way that we ought to do it as Israel. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
I think it's a beautiful thing, especially if we get with y'all's program. Let me give y'all the mailing address here real quick with Sister Wendy. We'll move on. Which one is it? Did you put it at the top, Teach?
Yeah, it should be AAA, 641.
I got a AA. I see it. There it is, right there. I bless it, Sister Wendy, up in Canada.
Glory Shalom, this is Sister Wendy. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E.
Is that bad?
Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straight Way, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom.
Man,
the King is coming.
I'll tell you what, a woman is actually trying to talk to you. Ain't no damn woman going to talk to me like that. I'll sit there straight.
No, she's trying to keep the peace.
Oh, yeah.
Her and
Manana.
She's trying to get at
Manana,
but...
Yeah, Manana,
she flipped a lot of
other times
with Manana.
Really?
One time
Manana's
about to give me a dollar.
Let me go over and let her slip out on me. I want y'all to put on video, too.
I think
you've
seen the video from today. Cause
I'll show y'all how to handle a Jezebel. I'm going to tell her about a stink-ass self. Anyway, we back. Hallelujah. And by the way, I got an announcement I need to make too. There's a brother in the ministry not by the name of Brother Ray Sanders. If y'all have him in y'all contacts on your phone and he has badgered you for money, delete him, block him. That way you don't ever have to worry about getting badgered again or somebody coming begging you for money that you could have gave to the ministry. I had another 4 or 5 people come forth this week talking to communities about more money that he done got from people. I'm still trying to figure out. You know, it seems like every time you turn around, there's something new in Israel you got to deal with. You understand what I mean? I can't stand this shit, man. I'm telling you. Don't y'all expect me to walk upright?
Yes, sir.
So is it irrational for me to expect for you to the same standard to walk upright? Is there something wrong with that?
No.
Don't y'all give him a damn penny. I'm going to warn everybody to pass over 2 of them. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to stay on this.
Amen.
No telling how much money he's done embezzled.
Yes. That's
from the damn people of Yah. From the people of Yah. See, every time you turn around, there's some new iniquity that pops up in it. Just when you think you got it all covered, man, there's somebody running dirty behind the scenes. I'm livid about this stuff. What's that old song? They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place, the backstabbers. Them lying Negroes. I'm telling you, man. Anyway, I ain't going to let it rest either until my conscience get clear. There's something about policing the flock of Yah. Okay, Passover is full. We got an overflow list. I'm telling y'all, man, if I find out, listen, this is the standard. You don't want your leadership, you don't want your pastor being a hypocrite and walking in hypocrisy. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
You don't want me being a liar and deceiver. I would expect the same thing out of you. And when I find something otherwise, see, the reason why I'm dealing with this like this in the open is because this devil's done this behind the damn scenes. And he's been exploiting the people whose heart is right towards y'all. It's kind of like a wolf in sheep clothing.
Rabbit sheep.
I'm trying to determine if I'm going to keep his wolf ass around. You better be glad that I'm slow to wrath. Because you better believe I'm searching the scriptures to find out what to do about this matter. And judgment is coming. I'll get it too. I promise you I will. Because you expect all this out of us in leadership. We expect the same thing out of you. And we're going to hold you to that standard.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no damn double standard. So that's another thing people don't like about straightway. Now, what do you think the word straightway means?
Hallelujah.
You think it's just a cliche or a logo? There's a woman out there making video about Pastor Dallas though, but she ain't tell you that she had 4 husbands in 8 years. 4 husbands in 8 years. Yeah, if you divide that up, that ain't too damn good. You think about that. A woman with 4 husbands, that's almost like that when Yahshua came with that woman, you had 5.
Yeah.
And the one that's with you now, they ain't yours. You think about now, somebody wrong with you. Come on. If a woman done had 4 husbands in 8 or 9 years, then is it something wrong with the men or is it something wrong with the woman?
Gotta be the right one.
Gotta go fund me and every damn thing. And let me bring for clarity. See, the way we talk and the way y'all talk is 2 different things. In the Torah, oh, Deuteronomy 24, man. Well, we already called Matthew, right? 10, verse 30. Let's go to Deuteronomy 24, verse 1 through 4. Let's bring some clarity here for all Israel. Because they're trying to make you pass out to be a liar. We just on a higher plane. On a higher level. My youngest child said, these women are fools. you are a fool. You had an opportunity to be an Ishai or Pastor Doc, and you screwed that up. You are
man.
A fool. Let it ring, teach.
When a man has taken a wife.
When a man has taken a what?
Wife.
Read on.
And married her.
And did what?
Married her.
Come on.
And it comes to pass.
And it comes to pass what?
That she find no favor in his eyes.
That she what? Is it he or she?
She.
She find no what?
Favor
in who
eyes?
In his eyes. That means she done messed up somewhere. Come on.
Because
he
has found some uncleanness.
Some what?
Uncleanness.
Some on what?
Uncleanness.
In what?
In her.
What does the instruction say from that point right there?
Then
what?
Let him.
Let who?
Him.
Him. There's a whole lot of pronouns in this.
Yeah.
Then let him
write her.
What do you do, man? You write her what?
A bill of divorce.
The only way you get a bill of divorce if he has found some uncleanliness in her. I'm a man of the book. I follow this thing. I'm going to do it by the book. Now notice, it didn't say if a woman has been put away and she has a bill of divorce given to her that you take your sorry little heart and feel sorry for.
No.
No, it didn't say that. It says that the man found some uncleanness in her. Then let him do what? Write a bill of divorce. And what did it say, teach?
And give it
where?
In her hand.
That, now, I'm telling you, that's going to be a test for you. It's hard as hell to sit up there and give a woman a bill.
Amen.
And you got to give it in her hand. Not by damn email.
No.
Not by letter.
No.
No, you give it to her. She's looking her straight in her eyes.
Yes.
When you give it to her. That's a painful thing. See, that's why I know the reason why the Most High God does things a certain way. Open up that door right there. That's why I know the Most High God does things a certain way. Because, see, everything that you do, especially in matters of judgment, he's going to test the one that is judging. And people don't understand this because most of you refuse to be in that seat. Most of you refuse. You know the reason why? You refuse to be in that seat. Hold that spot real quick and go to Matthew 7. Hold that spot. Watch it. I'm going to show you. Then we're going to get back there real quick. I'm going to show you. Y'all already got me rolling all this. And I got something else I need to get to tonight. But I'm going to get to it. But it's crazy. This is how y'all people do. Don't judge. Don't even know what the hell it means. Don't even have a clue. Read, teach.
Just not.
Just what?
Just not.
And you take it literally. That means just not. You don't even know that that's old English the way they translate it. You say just not, so you go, oh, don't judge.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
Yeah.
Don't judge.
And then, but yet still, you get all these people running to YouTube, and guess what? They judge
it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I suppose they exist. Call me exempt. But it says what? Just not.
That you be not judged.
In other words, what it's really saying, if you are going to judge, then judge for a particular reason, because it's going to give you your limitations, your boundaries.
Mm.
Read.
For with what judgment?
You hear that? For with what?
Judgment.
That you what?
You judge.
That you judge.
Yes,
sir. See, so it's not telling you judge. No, this guy's, it's like when you hear the English translation, think not. Do you mean that just shut your mind down and don't even think at all? I mean, use some form of intelligence now. You said, it says think not, so I'm not going to think now. That's going to be, hey, it says think not, so I'm not thinking. Even when some of you call yourself thinking, you ain't even thinking.
Yeah.
I told you, many of you ain't had one original thought in your life, and you call yourself thinking.
Hallelujah.
So just not let you be judged, for with the same measure you judge yourself, be what?
You shall be judged.
You hear that? Do you hear that? So it's not telling you not judge, it's saying telling you whatever extent that you go to in judgment, that is how you're going to be judged. Get ready, because the king is coming. Get ready.
Good.
But again, you better make sure you're right. You better make sure you're right. Now watch this. the Messiah is so intelligent that listen to what he says, read.
And with what measure you meet.
Notice, what measure you what?
You meet.
You meet. Watch this.
It shall be measured to you again.
Some of y'all in trouble for judging passing down. Y'all in some serious trouble. And you know the reason why I keep on sticking around? Because over in the Psalms it talks about that the Most High Yah, if you want him to judge me, and he's going to judge me.
Hallelujah.
He can't judge me when you've already done past sentence. He says, man, y'all already done it. You trusting in the arm of flesh. So guess what? I'm wiping my hands up. So y'all keep on judging. But see, you ain't got no intelligence because you're seduced. You're filled up with envy and rage and you don't know the scriptures. I try my best to help you. But anyway, read.
And why behold you the most in you that is in your brother's eye?
Isn't that amazing? Everybody wants to see the little bitty most.
Yeah.
Hey, some of you ignoramuses out there contribute to her GoFundMe page. Let me tell y'all something. Pastor Dow's going to start a GoFundMe page. Pastor Dow's going to start a GoFundMe page for Pastor Dow, who has been lied on, who's been slandered, who's been defamed, who has had false information given to him. Man, you know, we're going to start a GoFundMe for him. She got hers at $20,000. I'm going to put mine at $100,000. And we're going to see who'll get there first. Look how I'm looking. I mean, after all, I'm battered and bruised. My emotions are hurt. Can't you see them bleeding? I'm offended. Who gonna deliver me? Pray for me.
Oh.
Somebody's praying.
Stop it.
I can't feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Don't y'all feel sorry for me?
I mean, come on, I'm a man. I got emotions. I have feelings. I hurt. I'm disappointed. What about my side?
Come on, teach.
But consider not the beam that is in your own eye.
You mean it's a mote and a beam.
Uh-huh.
But they don't ever consider the beam as an owner. Boy, you know the Messiah tearing y'all up. Read on.
Well, how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye?
You hear this, right? How you going to say to your brother, let me pull the mote out of your eye? Come on.
And behold, the beam is in your own eye?
Come on.
You hypocrite.
You what?
Hypocrite.
So the Messiah himself called y'all, and I'll call them people hypocrites. What was it? I'll be calling them a hypocrite. Wait a minute, Jesus. You're supposed to be soft and compassionate. You can't talk like that. That hurt my emotions. I keep trying to tell y'all, behold a man, Christ Jesus. Y'all people, man, y'all people have been bamboozled, mesmerized, deceived, lied on, tricked. Y'all been all, y'all have had nothing but fairy tales presented to y'all. Read on, teach.
You hypocrite.
You what?
Hypocrite.
Come on.
First cast out the beam out of your own eye.
And then you will be able to do what?
And then you shall clearly see to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye.
Isn't that something? Let's go back to Doreen 24 and pick up where you left off. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And mind you, I didn't start off going this route.
Going
this way. I did. I actually got me some scriptures together to deal with something that I already wrote a newsletter about probably, 10 years ago?
Mercy.
I tell you.
Then let him write her a bill of divorce.
And then do what?
Give it in her hand.
Because there's an infraction on her part. See, this is patriarchal, not matriarchal. This is a patriarchal myth. You ain't got the United States government and the Constitution that's going to protect you from the authority that Yah has already, by divine fiat, has granted unto the man in his kingdom. To let him write a bill of divorce, give it to her in her hand, and do what?
Send her. Send her
out of
what? His house.
You hear that? Send her out of his house. Now watch this. We're going to get to the point that I made from the beginning. Listen closely. That's why I teach y'all the art of hearing. Y'all notice when we go over these verses, we take it in context, slow. We don't just one verse and preach an hour sermon on one verse and then talk about, and mama, you know how she baked that apple pie. Hey, ain't nobody apple pie is like mama's. Mama's is the one. It's got the crust. And it's hot. Hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost. You know how to be sweeter than my honey. You bunch of boot-licking lies. Somebody got to go to the lowest parts of hell. I'm telling you. Come on, teach.
And when she...
Come on, Summer. Come on, teach.
And when she is departed out of his house...
Out of his what?
His house.
Whose house is it?
His house.
Her house.
His house.
Her mama house.
His house.
Her daddy house.
His house.
Out of whose house?
His house.
She is departed out of
his house.
See, this ain't America. The house belongs to the man.
Yes, sir.
And when she is departed out of his house, do what?
She may go and be another man's wife.
She may go and be another man's wife. Watch this. Listen. I'm getting to the point. Read.
And if. The latter husband.
The latter husband do what?
Hate her.
He does what?
Hate her.
Watch this.
And write her a bill of divorce.
Write her a bill of what?
Divorce.
Now she got two of them.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And give it in her hand.
Come on.
And sends her out of his house.
Now I'm giving that what nobody say. If this woman is going to have two bills given her like that, ain't nothing wrong with me and something wrong with a woman.
Yes, sir.
And mind you, I'm so honorable, I'm not even disclosing some of the mess that this woman is. I'm being honorable because it's none of y'all business. See the integrity?
Yes, sir.
I can air it out. Y'all think they are hanging out something. Yeah. Let me get to airing. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I have more honor than that.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want y'all's hand removed from these people in judgment. I know how to be quiet. When I need to be quiet. Yes, sir. It's like we're all these there. Everybody's waiting for blood. They wanted judgment. I told them 20 years ago, ain't nothing going to happen to this man. They got mad at me. I said, you know why? Y'all already judged. Y'all already done moved in y'all's stead. Well, we'll see. Well, the man died at a ripe age of 88 years old. And he never went to prison like everybody was waiting for. Never got convicted of the alleged sins that he did. And he did them, too. Never once. Think about that. When y'all gonna learn that there's a man of y'all in this generation that's sitting here before y'all? When you gonna learn? Don't set up and think I'm all together like you. I'm not. I got an anointing on me that helps lead me and guide me.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's why when I say that phrases like that, when I make statements like that, I say all praises to the Most High God. If you were the man of Yah, I would be thanking all praises to the Most High God. You know, send somebody before us.
Oh,
ain't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
But your envy is killing you.
Mm.
But read on, teach.
And if the latter husband hate her,
watch this,
and write her a bill of divorcement,
mm-hmm.
And give it in her hand and send her out of his house.
Here we go.
Or if the latter husband died,
come on,
which took her to be his wife, her former husband.
Or what husband?
Former husband.
See, that's how we talk. It ain't ex-wife, ex-husband. It's former. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
There's no exits. You can read the scriptures from one end to the other. There's no such thing as exits. That's Gentile, Greco-Roman, European talk. You either former, or you fought former husband,
yeah,
or latter. So I understand. I'm concrete. Did everybody want to levy charges? Pastor, thou lie. I ain't got a lie because you ain't shit for me to lie to. You think I'm afraid of you or some shit? I'm a grown ass man. The hell I'll be afraid of you for? What the hell can you do? So that's another thing they hate. They hate that this man actually opens up the doorway of understanding, which y'all does. And he gives y'all the right frame of mind so you can function right and function in your manhood that they've been stripping from you for so damn long.
That's true.
And they hate that. Because if you look at America, ain't that matriarchal?
It is, yeah.
And everything all about the woman.
Yes, sir.
But the book is patriarchal.
Yes, it is.
Summer, where you at, baby? Come on in here. Ain't that true?
Yes, sir.
And when you come over here, the reason why y'all hear me, y'all like, wait a minute. First of all, y'all is the one who drawing you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You heard a voice.
Yes.
But the voice is not the one that actually gets the credit. It's the one who's anointing the voice.
Yes.
He gets the credit.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
When he says, here he goes again. When he says, you have not chosen me. You heard his voice. You know the reason why you heard his voice, right? Because the Most High y'all said, I'm not talking to y'all no more. I'm going to use my men to talk to y'all. And if they're anointed, they'll bring about the same conviction through what? His word. That's why I say again, all praise to the Most High y'all.
All praise to the
And y'all beginning to get this.
Yes, sir.
So you hearing me, but it's his voice.
Yes.
Are you following?
Yes.
And his voice is not what you hear naturally. It's what you hear in the spirit.
Yes.
He's the one that's doing the drawing.
Mercy, man.
I'm just a willing slave, a willing vessel, that's willing to stand up and stick my neck out.
Come on, sir. Come on.
I'm willing to say what all these other cowards refuse to say.
Come on.
I'm willing to talk as he tells me to talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm willing to live and do as he tells me to do. Anybody getting this now?
Yes, sir.
And then I'm going to say it again. That's why I keep saying, and all praises to the Most High God. And you people all mad at Pastor Dow. You ain't mad at Pastor Dow. You mad at him. That's who you mad at. And by their fruits, you shall know them. You think you fighting against. What they say? What did that man of y'all say? Gamaliel? He said, let me tell y'all something. You better be careful as fighting against these men. That you find yourself fighting against Yah. Because if this be of Yah, you cannot overthrow it. You see what I'm saying? And they've been waiting on me for, how long they've been waiting on me, teacher? 25 years? They've been waiting 25 years. 25. Oh, you're coming down. I don't mind coming down. I need a little rest.
Yeah.
But if you didn't put me up, you can't bring me down.
Mm.
And I'm doing a good work, and I cannot come down. That's what y'all know. Now I'm quoting scripture. I'm all in the book of Acts. And that's why I end it, and I'll say it again. All praises to the Most High God. How can I take credit for what he's doing? I'm just glad to be in the number. I'm glad to be in the service. Yeah, better, if anything, you better tread carefully and deal with me delicately.
Yes.
That you will be wise. Because remember, the word of our ears is touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I'm telling y'all, you better be careful in what you're doing. Now, I know you ignorant fools like the scribes and Pharisees, you can't be careful. You got to fill up your cup. Fill up the measure of your cup. Now, somebody said, you always say fool a lot. Do you know what the word fool means? The fool is when you make light of someone, slight of someone. That's what that means. It doesn't say because you called him a fool.
Rocker.
Yeah, say it again, teach.
Rocker.
And even at that, it's probably going to win over your head. But we ain't got 30 minutes to teach you on one word. Go ahead, Peter. So a former what husband?
Or if the latter husband died, which took her to be his wife, her former husband.
Then she's getting...
What'd
you say?
I'll eat it in the morning.
Okay. I may eat it tonight. Since she made it. Abigail made it. I'm going to eat it. Just put my cheesecake right here and give Teacher Saint a number.
Cause it, she gave me the first slice.
Then she gave me the first slice. I get the first one. Abigail, I'm going to eat it, baby. All right? I'm going to eat it. I have to go eat it. And somebody, you call her, baby. I damn so did. Hallelujah. How old is Abigail?
27.
I got children.
Older.
Older than her. I'm finished with this generation, man. I'm just damn dumbfounded with this generation. You know what I mean? I'm just, Abigail, I'm going to honor you, and I'm going to eat that first slice.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and it looked good, too. Look at this. Look at this. It's nice and creamy and fluffy.
All homemade.
Look, you got some caramel sprinkled on the top of that.
All homemade carrots.
Wow, y'all do. Homemade
carrots.
Now look at this. Look at that, man. Hey, y'all sniff crack. I'm sniffing cheese. Now don't get mad. Come on, talk to us.
Like the ingredients?
No, just tell us what you done. It's probably the same in Greece, but you done done something different.
I guess I just took my time with it. I don't know.
All day.
Literally took all day to make this. And I used high quality ingredients. I make sure everything was perfect. And that was the finished product.
TJ. Am I lying?
No.
Am I exaggerating?
No. This is literally the best cheesecake I've ever had.
You see what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Y'all ain't getting none either. Maybe we have to make a face just for her to sell her cheesecake.
Yeah. She did a practice round before she made it.
She did a practice round. Isn't that not honor? She did a practice round before she made it for me. Come on, Paula. Give me a little bit. Internet, look at that.
Hallelujah.
Am I lying? Am I lying? Teach her my lying?
No, that's good.
Man, see, you gonna watch your sister because now they gonna want you to make cheesecake every spot.
Yeah.
She says, if you want me to do that, you better bring some Federal Reserve notes up here.
Straightaway Network, baby.
Thank you, Abigail. Thank you. Thank you. Man, that young daughter signed this cheesecake, man. I'm not playing. Am I telling the truth, TJ?
You are, sir.
Man, Kabir would murder us. Yeah, he would. He would lose it, wouldn't he? It is good.
You're not going to finish that. I'll take care of it.
I won't finish it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to.
That is good.
It's good. So, bad. What do you think about that?
I had it when we was going to work. Talked about it all week.
You did?
On the ride there. At work. And don't break.
See, you keep eating like that, man. You won't turn around and get fat, man.
I'm working on
No, you need to get fat.
I don't
know. I'll get fat on this, I'll tell you. I just work it all. I hit the treadmill. Man, that's some good stuff. Come on, Teach. Tell the truth now. Give us your personal assessment about this cheesecake.
Besides
your eyebrows, look at your headline.
Cheesecake's my favorite cake, man. That is number one.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. I'm real.
Your wife cooked that, man.
Try her bread and other stuff.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Your wife cooked that. Mike, your wife cooked that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a lost word. I'm telling the truth. I'm literally a lost word. It's not, you know, a lot of cheesecake is heavy.
Yeah.
It's really heavy. But this one is not too light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too heavy.
Not perfect.
It's like right down the middle.
Good flavor.
Glory to the king. What was we at, man, besides cheesecake? Man, we done got thrown off here. Hey, listen here. Another announcement here real quick. Listen, there are people that have taken orders in the ministry to make garments. And if you haven't received your garments within 3 months, you ask for a refund to get your money back. Because people should have the intelligence to not take on more work than they're able to handle. Does that make sense? You don't sit up there and string people out and make them wait like the damn heathen do in the world for months and a year on the end or something like that. And don't go to them. If somebody in the ministry is you know that they're good seamstress, and you want something done by them, ask them what is your backlog. See, we got to cover every damn thing here. We got to cover everything. We do. I'm just trying to protect Israel. That cheesecake really is good. Listen, I'm trying to move on, teacher. You still talking about cheesecake. I'm with you though, man. That was really good.
Yeah. No problem.
And, but you already had some.
Yeah, but I'll be there.
But see, you go messing up again. You already done had some. and you still won't sit up and eat it and act like that is your first rodeo.
It tastes the same every time.
Well, he got me on that one. He said it tastes the same every time. It's just that good.
No,
you're doing good then. Jeez. Elder Rufus, you had to slap your mom on that one. Now, your mom would give you an ass whoop, but you still have to take that one. I'm telling you, woo, Jesus, man, that thing was so good. She ought to make me one for the feast days, and I'm going to give it to I'm going to make cubes and give it to a select few people.
Mm.
She may got business.
Olive, yes, I thought.
Yes. No, you take that. How much it cost to make that one cheesecake?
I don't know. I think it's
something
like $20,
$30. Yeah, see, we can charge 40 on that one easy. You can get 40. Israel will be glad to pay 40.
Yes.
Especially when it comes from Israel.
Yes,
oh, he'll be glad to pay. She said, She said high-quality ingredients.
Yes,
see, I listen very carefully. Extremely carefully. All right. Anyway, we're going to move on here. All right, we're going to deal with something here. Israel. We got to go ahead and deal with it, all right? The best thing for y'all to do, and I try to make things, you know, it used to be a time when I had time to write newsletters. You ever read any of my newsletters? I mean, I have writing skills. I know I look stupid and dumb and stuff, but I do know how to write. You know, I promise you I do. I can write. Because, you know, when you have, when you put something down on stationery, out in the business world, they know you by your stationery. They meticulously take care of you, have proper grammar, proper punctuation, and everything. That's how my letters, when I write these letters, COVID, getting off work, feast days, Shabbat, quoting long with them and stuff, they're like, man, this letter's the best I've ever heard and ever read in my life. Because you can't do nothing against it because it's so concrete.
Yes,
it's written professionally. Now, I got a younger child who loves that writing stuff. She loves that English stuff. You know what I mean? Just loves it. And, man, she's been such a help, man. Woo! Boy, she's been such a help. But y'all hearing it, all right? So, where was I going?
Going new direction.
I'm talking.
Something you
have
to deal with.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Listen, I put newsletters up, right? And you can tell I got structure. You've been right. So, the big issue of the day, time, and hours, and believe it or not, and the offense is women's head covering. They always say, you know, this is how people do. I want y'all to listen to me very closely. Now, is that Romans 14 that tells us, first of all, you render yourself tribute to whom tribute, custom to whom custom, honor to whom honor. Over and over again it says, don't forget the traditions. And we've not read that before.
Man,
we're not ready for it. So, over and over again, people are looking for what they call something concrete. When, I'm going to say a statement here. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
When it's our culture, there's really nothing to be said or written that is already understood. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
There's really nothing to be said or written, which is already commonly understood. I can't put it no more concrete than that. We have customs and traditions just like y'all do. You Christians, you have heathen customs. You got your olden Santa Claus. You got rabbits laying eggs. That's your custom, your tradition. You want to do it, go chase out. Hey, we ain't got a problem. Go do it. Chase out until you are content. I want y'all to bring me a rabbit and lay eggs, though. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And when you heard about it, man, if you hear the story of how Easter came along, you will fall out. How damn egg fell from the sky and the natives went and sit on it and hatched it. It is crazy anyway. And yeah, we're talking about Istrop and the Astarte and God of the Zidonians. And anyway, well, see, you people, I keep saying, I'm so concrete, I get to the point, I say, if you can't find instructions written in the scripture, how the hell you going to say this is of Yah? When he don't coexist with nobody.
No, no coexistence.
Listen, he says there's nobody beside me.
No.
Nobody before me.
None.
That's it.
Come on, once.
Nobody else.
I'm telling you, I'll be the first one sitting up in front of the throne when he sits up and make that claim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. There ain't nobody beside me. Just Father, just give me a sword or a machine gun. I will validate your claim, even though you don't need my validation. I will shoot anybody in the eye that says anything different. I'm for the king.
Yeah.
Because his word and his validation is true. There's none beside him. Never will be. None like him. Never will be. Why your loyalty? So why your loyalty is to stupidity? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can counter every damn thing they say. So you check this out. They always want to take us on the chin like this heathen did about our women wearing head covers and stuff. Now everybody know 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You get to verse 5, verse 6. You go all the way down the line on the scriptures, right? Now, there was a patriarch over in, matter of fact, you know, he had Abraham, and he had a son named Isaac. Abraham sent Eleazar on a journey to get some kinfolk. Mm-hmm. Rebecca. Better sheet 20, Genesis 24. Stop that stuff, man. Genesis 24,
yeah.
Start at verse 65. Genesis 24:65. I keep saying, if I can Bible it, you better believe it. I got a whole lot of Bible. And you got a whole lot of believing. So, the real question is this. Why would you let some snaggletooth heathen question you on your faith? Our women just don't look like theirs. You understand what I mean? I mean, I saw my young daughter right here. That's holy. That's set apart.
Yes.
If I have a daughter, she's going to be dressed just like she's going to. You hear me?
Yes.
No. You want to go out there and kick tricks and live like heathen? Take your ass off. Are you following me?
Sir.
But you ain't going to dishonor me in my house on my land, which is the saints' land.
Yes.
See, we're a tribe of Israel.
Yes, sir.
I don't have land that I own myself because that does nothing in my name. And I made sure of that. Oh, hell. Here we go, ugly. I'm going to stop right there. Genesis 24:65. Come on, teach. Teach, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Better get that hard copy of the scripture then. Come on.
For she had said unto the servant.
What did she say unto the servant? Now, let's paint this picture. So, Eleazar is on command by Abraham to go and get a wife for his son, Yitzhak, commonly called Isaac. And she sees Eleazar with it and already done had dialogue with the father and all of them and asked him, do you want to go? She said yes. She never even laid her eyes on Isaac.
Yeah.
They're coming back to where Abraham and Isaac is.
And then all of a sudden, she says, who is that?
Yes.
Here we go. Watch this. Here we go. Look at this. Reteach.
What man is this?
What man is this?
That walks in the field to meet us.
That walks in the field to meet us. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And the servant said.
What did the servant say?
It's my master.
It is a what?
My master.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, mind you, Abraham is already his master, but that's his son. Isaac is Abraham's son.
Yeah.
Eliezer said, that's my master. Let's see what the action of the woman was who's coming to be a wife.
Rebecca. Yeah.
She is the wife.
Yes.
Betrothed. Wife. Rebecca.
Yes.
To Isaac.
Yes.
Read.
Therefore, she took a veil.
She took a what?
A veil.
Oh, what'd she do? Take a shit in it?
No.
Veil.
What'd she do with the veil?
She covered herself.
She what?
Covered herself.
Now, mind you, I'm going to say something. Listen to me very closely. That whole time she was with Eliezer, she didn't have no head covering on. No veil. Denoting that she was uncovered.
Yes.
She could have worn the veil. It don't go into it. While she was in her father's house. Once she left her father's house, no veil. She could have been in the house denoting Israel faith that, guess what? I don't have a veil on. I'm uncovered. In other words, that is a distinction and a designation to show that I don't have a father over me. I don't have a husband over me. Think about that. Did y'all hear? Did y'all miss it? It says she took the veil. And she covered herself when she realized that when Eliezer said, it is my master who she was going to be married to.
Yes.
You people don't know shit. You don't know, listen, it takes an Israelite to preach us. Born of the water and of the spirit. You can't preach us. That's why T. Chain going to be preaching, not this week, but next week. You don't know our custom. You don't know our tradition. You don't know our rule. You don't know our people. Does that make sense? Read on, teach.
And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. And took her back.
Wait. He took her to the movies.
No.
To his mother's tent. No, he took her to a dinner.
Mother's tent.
He tested her out and tried to see if he wanted her or not, and it didn't work out.
Mother's tent.
They called each other and had long conversations on the cell phone.
Mother's tent.
They sent pictures to each other.
Mother's tent.
You mean that's the first time that they met each other?
Yes. Failed up.
So guess what? The whole purpose of Eliezer going there to see if this woman was going to be suitable. Listen. Is she comely enough? Because when Abraham said it, I know you're going to get the same judgment. Why? He's married to a doll himself. Remember the Egyptians? They wanted Sarah, man. Come on, you know the taste.
Yes, yeah.
You know the taste, man. Come on, don't bring me any old damn thing up in here. Yeah. Come on now, Eliezer. You know what we're about.
That's true.
That's
good.
We here.
And you know we're
You know what we like, man. You know what we are.
Don't bring me no ugly looking woman up here.
No.
Come on.
See, you don't see that in there, but it's in there.
It's up right there.
Everywhere that Abraham's wife went, but she was in her old age, she was
fire.
She was rocking.
you a rock in.
Yes.
You hear that? Did you hear that? See, I got the reason why I do this stuff, like I slow this stuff down for you people that it takes a long time to process. I don't mind it. I know where you're at, just as long as you process it. So here he is, all he was going over there checking out. Man, see what she looks like. He ain't gonna marry you. I'm still telling you straight up, she didn't have her head covered. Showing that she's a woman of marriageable age. I busted up some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hmm? You know, brothers come to the feast wondering, yeah, who's who? Who's what? And you know, you have to understand, our young women, they see what mothers do and stuff. They want to, come on, they want to be covered. They covered, you know what I mean? Yes, covered on their father's house. See, in this case, we could actually say, just wear one of them damn headbands over your head or something. If you're showing the majority of your hair, you're showing you're uncovered. You are of marriageable age. Something wrong with that teach? Is that not beautiful? Is that not beautiful? That's coming straight from the Father's face. Well, we got a lot of jealousy. Numbers 5. Start at verse 12, teacher. We're going to read all the way down to verse 18. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
If y'all ain't ready, let me know, damn it.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. You know, ready. Yeah, thank you.
Let me know. Bar Mitzvah 5, verse 12. Come on, teach.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Now, notice, this ain't for Christians. Sorry. It ain't for none of y'all flavors of Christianity. It ain't, damn sure ain't for Catholics. It's for Israel. No, real Israel. You know, real Israel. Look like this. And then the strangers that joined themselves unto them, real Israel. Not y'all down, you down. Where in the hell did Moses ever say he was a Christian? Did
never.
Jesus say he was a Christian?
Never.
Did Paul ever say he was a Christian?
Never.
No. So what the hell is this damn new religion? I tell you what, Satan. You can't beat them, join them, deceive them, got them. Seek to change the law, time to see what they teach.
He wants to be like the most.
Want to be like the most high. And then y'all damn people so damn deceived, you're mad and upset because what is go to Galatians 4:16. Oh yeah, I can quote it, but I want him to read it. You tell me why y'all so angry at Pastor Dow? Read, teach.
Am I? Therefore become your enemy?
Because what?
Because I tell you the truth?
Yes, I have. I've become your enemy simply because I'm telling you the truth.
That.
It almost makes you, come on, we believe ourselves being intelligent people. I did. But then you come across this truth like this, you realize, man, how dumb I am. Dumb. How in the hell could I be? But then it goes back to y'all again.
Yes.
Until he opens up your understanding.
Come on.
Until the scale falls off your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Until you know that he is dealing with you, ain't a damn thing you can do about it. But once he does something about it, you can't go back.
No.
No. Come on.
Not at all. Come on.
You can't just, what your Pentecost church say, teacher, put blinders on?
Yes.
You can't do that.
No.
You cannot. You cannot do that in any way, shape, or form. You cannot go back.
No.
You ain't doing it.
I mean,
read on, teach. Watch this.
Back in Numbers.
Yeah, we're still in Numbers. We're still in Numbers. I tell you what. All you brand new people in there, hold on.
We're going to give y'all something for a second. I'll be right back here.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice. He came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Oh, Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free right now. Spirits of explosion, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on, back. Come on right now, Satan. Come on right now, Satan. Come on, Satan. Come on, Satan. Come on, Satan. Move right now, demon. Move. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you there. He wants you out of him right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, get out here. Here. Turn him over. Amen. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have the kingdom, huh? You've been found out, haven't you? Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Let you
run
now.
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
All
right,
bro.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says?
Let me ask you a question. Let me see. That was 2002. We're 22. That's 20 years ago, right? Is that right? So that will put me at 35 years old. That will put me at 35 years old. See what I was doing? See what I'm saying? We had the power of Yah way back then, even before then. That was just what was recorded.
Yes.
Yes. You people, man. You see what I'm saying? Your ass wasn't even born. You was two. How old are you?
21.
If you go back to 20 years and you was 21, you go back 20 years, you're 21?
Okay, I was one.
Boy, don't start with me. Don't you start. Boy, you're annoying tonight. All right. We're going to move on, man. Hey,
I got redemption.
Alright, man. You're so this year. You ain't that yet? When you turn 22? When did you turn 22? See, your ass need to learn how to talk. When you turn 22?
July.
Are we in July?
No, sorry.
How many months are we from July?
Yeah, like a quarter.
I was 2 when that came out.
Man, be quiet. Let's rock. We back at number 5. Come on. Get back. Hey, center yourself. Let's get back to here. Number 5. Read.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Start at verse 12.
Yes.
Come on.
And say unto them.
What do you say to the children of Israel?
If any man's wife go aside.
If any man's wife go aside. Key word. Read on.
And commit a trespass against him.
You hear that? They ain't talking about the husband. They're talking about the wife.
What?
Go aside. Come on.
Any man lies carnally with her.
You hear that? That's a trespass. In other words, adultery is defined by the woman.
Yeah.
A man laying with a woman that is uncovered is not adultery. But if the woman is married, he commits adultery.
Yes.
And then the law says both of them shall be stoned to death. That's why there's no option in the Torah. And you can go check me out on this. Show me where that it says if a woman commits adultery, she deserves divorce. Mm-hmm. It don't say that. There's already a law for that. If a woman commits adultery, she's stoned to damn death, and that ends the damn union.
Mm-hmm.
Both her and the adulteress.
Yes. Yeah. Larry.
See, yeah, but see, what mixes us up, we in a mad at us. And our Christianity, this is all damn tore up.
Wrong.
Reteach.
And it be hid from the eyes of her husband.
You hear that? So she goes out and she lays with another man, be hid from eyes of her husband. I'm gonna say what the Elder Dove say. Let's throw in a hypothetical situation. Let's suppose she's been trying to get pregnant from his husband, never been able to get pregnant. So she decided to get some brand new ideas and go out and lay with another man, conceive child, and then act like it come from the husband. That's some funky shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You talking about a man who will raise up the damn wrath of y'all from hell. You talking about shit, huh?
Jesus.
But come on.
And he kept close.
It's a secret. Come on, Teach.
And she be defiled.
She is what?
Defiled.
Why is she defiled? Because she lay with another man. While in covenant with her husband. It's going back to the law of divorce. Mm-hmm. Over in Dabarim. If a woman lays with another man beside her husband, and he's up here busting nuts and everything, I'm thinking, you already done polluted the land.
Yes, yeah.
A woman is the field. You're not designed for to have many damn nuts in your damn field. Mm-hmm. Period. You're only designed for one seed. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And there be no witness against her.
You hear that? Watch what the book says. I love this part right here. You think y'all got, you think you done got by, huh? Yeah, we got some anointing oil for your ass. Let your damn go. Anyway, I'm going to give it up. Come on, T.
Yeah. Either she be taken with this man. And the spirit of jealousy comes upon him.
It is.
No, him. Mind your own business.
Him.
You mind your own business, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, the spirit of jealousy.
Yeah.
Notice that come from y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all are jealous of yourself. You are the head of your own house.
Yeah.
Y'all are seeing the same spirit that he experienced.
When
we commit idolatry on him, he was in the same spirit upon you. You ain't even got to be there. You ain't got to have no evidence. All of a sudden, this spirit comes upon you. You know what she'll do. What's wrong with you? What did he do? No, you got a spirit on you. You're going to rock with that because why otherwise would you have to be jealous? That's why we keep saying. And notice what it said again. And the spirit of what?
Jealous.
And one more time. And the
spirit
of what?
Of jealous.
That means anytime you women step out in any way, shape, fashion, or form, your husband gets a
spirit
of what?
Jealousy.
It comes upon him, your ass guilty.
Yes.
Your funky ass is guilty.
Sorry. Mind y'all, I'm an old soldier. Have mercy on me. I'm uncouth. I'm just rough. I'm a bush man. Wild by nature.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for this spirit, but it came up on him. That means your ass done stepped out.
Why?
Especially the Torah believing man, too.
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And he be jealous of his wife.
He be jealous of his what?
His wife.
Come on.
She be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled, then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest.
In other words, either way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
If a spirit of jealousy come up on him, good. You going to tell me, wife, you going to talk to me? No, baby, I didn't. Good. Good. You know, I got a spirit on me.
Mm-hmm.
So we go on to the priest.
Yes.
Because either way it go, I got to get this spirit off of him.
Yes.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Read on.
And he shall bring her offering for her.
You hear that?
Yeah.
He gonna bring her offering for her, for the priest.
Mm.
Priest ain't performing shit without offering.
Yeah.
Come on.
The tenth part of an ephah.
Well, here we go.
Barley meal.
Come on.
He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon.
We got plenty of frankincense, dude. Come on.
For it is an offering of jealousy.
It's offering what?
Jealousy. Jealousy.
Read on.
An offering of memorial.
Come on.
Bringing iniquity to remembrance.
Keep reading, teach.
And the priest shall bring her near.
Notice. Now, she's turned over to the priest now.
Yes.
Priest is going to bring her near, and what is going to happen?
It set her before Yah.
Set her before who?
Yah.
Oh, no, she just before a council of men.
Nah,
Yah. Nah, but we know these guys. We see them all the time. It's just a bunch of men.
Yah. Before Yah.
Read on.
And the priest shall take holy water.
Take what kind of water?
Holy water.
Read on.
In an earthen vessel.
Come on.
And of the dust that is in the floor of the tabernacle.
You hear this?
Yes, sir.
And people don't believe this today. It's so stupid, isn't it? Huh? Y'all does take the foolish things to confound the wise, though, don't they?
So do.
We'll take some dust from the floor of the tabernacle and just scrape it all up with our hands and stick it in this water.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, teach?
The priest shall take and put it into the water. And the priest shall set the woman before Yah.
Set her before who?
Before Yah.
Oh, nah, she's sitting before men.
Before Yah.
You can't see Yah.
Before Yah.
Ah, where is he? I mean, he's way off in the wild, but where is Yah? I don't see him.
What is he before Yah?
Get her.
Come on.
Read on.
And uncover the woman's head.
Oh, whoa. Mm. So the woman came in there, and she already had a what?
Covering.
Calm.
Yes.
Oh.
you damn people try to say it ain't in the scripture. You better, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah. You see what I'm talking about? This stupidity has got to stop.
Got
at least amongst us is Israel.
Yes, sir.
But what's the first thing that people do when they leave Israel? Take the cup, throw it off the head. So they ain't under no authority. They straight up matriarchal. I'm going to leave my damn life. I'm going to do it my way. This right here says the priest is going to uncover her head,
yes.
Implying her head was already covered because she was married.
Yes.
Come on.
And put the offering of memorial in her hand, which is the jealousy offering.
It's the what kind of offering?
Jealousy offering.
One more time.
Jealousy offering.
Come on.
And the priest shall have in his hand.
The priest shall do what?
Have it in
his
hand.
Read.
The bitter water.
The what kind of water?
Bitter water.
It's bitter because he had the holy water and you mixed dust with it.
Yeah.
Come on.
That causes the curse.
It causes a what?
Curse.
A curse.
Oh, you mean Jim, she gonna be blessed? This water caused a curse. Read on.
And the priest shall charge her by an oath.
By what?
An oath.
You see, this is how you know words are powerful. Notice. Remember, the priest is in y'all's stead.
Yes.
Because we already said it back over in Shemot 20. We don't want Moses. We want nobody speaking to us. You talk to us yourself. No, it's so,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
No, we don't want you. Let Moses talk to us, and we'll go from there.
Yes.
So ever since that time, y'all's been using the order.
Yes, sir.
All right? And the priest shall charge her with a what?
By an oath. And say unto the Lord.
Look, what are you going to say?
No man.
If no man. Come on.
Have laid with you. And if you have not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of your husband.
You go to the divorce court of the United States of America. Reteach.
Be you free from this bitter water that causes curses.
Yes. In other words, the water ain't going to have no effect. Read on.
But if you have gone aside to another.
Watch what's getting ready to take place.
Instead of your husband.
And I still to this day trust Yah in his judgment.
Yes.
I do. I think he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't think he changes. I'm serious. Come on.
And if you be defiled, and some man have laid with you beside your husband.
Beside who?
Your husband.
Read on.
Then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing. And the priest shall say unto the woman, Yah, make you a curse and an oath among your people. When Yah does make your foot to rot and your belly to swell.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
That's how we're going to know. That's the signal.
Yeah.
We'll sit there and wait. I'll sit and wait. Good. Don't worry about it. You say you didn't? Good. Let's test it out here. Here's a bit of water. Let's get it.
This water.
We're going to see if y'all real or not. Come on.
This water that caused the curse shall go into your bowels and make your belly to swell.
You hear that? She had to drink it.
Yeah.
Y'all understand that, TJ, come on, man. You've been in Christian church for a while, right?
Yes, sir.
You ever seen any power in Christian church like what we got here?
Yes, sir.
You see the reason why I trust in y'all?
Yes.
All right, keep on playing around with us. I promise you, we know this word. We'll put this same judgment up on you. We'll see if y'all's real or not. We'll see if y'all are real or not. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You hear that, Brother Mike?
Yes, sir.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
People speak arrogantly. They talk with much mouths against the Most High Yah. I'm telling you straight up, you don't know him. You don't know him like you think you do. Thank y'all playing. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let's get one more. Let's read this a little bit fast. Teacher saying, let's go to Ruth. Now, y'all jot down Isaiah chapter 3, verses 20 through 23. That's already there. But we're going to go to Ruth chapter 3. Start at verse 3 and read to verse 15. And then after that, lies then. Watch it. Go ahead and read, teacher. I want y'all to listen to this real close. I'm only in Jake. Very, very minimal. Come on.
Watch yourself, therefore.
You in this, Shabbat? You in this?
Sir.
Come on.
And anoint you. And put your raiment upon you. And get you that down to the floor. But make not yourself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking.
Come on. Now, what is happening here is you got Naomi telling Ruth, don't do anything before Boaz until he gets finished eating and
drinking.
Eating and
drinking.
Read on, teach.
And it shall be when he lies down.
When he what?
when he lies down.
Now this is what you do.
That you shall mark the place where he shall lie.
You hear that?
And you shall go in and uncover his feet.
Uncovers what?
Uncover his feet.
You understand it, right? The man is in bed. He is finished. In Israel, this is a sign. I want to be married to you. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
You go in, uncover the sheet, lay at his feet, showing submission. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Imagine Boaz, a rich man, he already got wives and concubines. Come on.
And lay you down.
Imagine Naomi is teaching Ruth the Moabitess the Israelite ways.
Yes.
Because she don't know the damn way. Why don't y'all ever hear about this in Christian?
Come on.
Why we avoid this? Come on, teach.
He will tell you what you shall do.
Notice, the man already knows the order of Israel.
He
sees a woman laying in his feet. No, don't worry about it. He already going to tell you what to do. He ain't worried about like the women do today. They want to challenge a man. Oh, so you going to take another wife? Shut your damn mouth up. Here's a woman volunteering herself to be a wife.
Yes.
And she's getting schooled by an Israelite. Mind you, she's a Moabite. Getting schooled by an Israelite how to approach an Israelite man. I'm telling you, man, our shit is jacked up as hell.
Yes,
there's a spirit on our damn women today. A serious, false, funky, foul-ass spirit. Y'all don't judge like that.
Yes,
read on.
She said unto her, all that you say unto me, I will do. She went down.
Speak loud, teach.
And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her.
Come on.
And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry.
You hear that? He
yes.
Eating and drunk, his heart was merry.
Yes.
Come on.
He went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's the heap of what?
Of corn.
That's the heap of harvest. Come on.
And she came softly and uncovered his feet.
Did what?
Uncovered his feet.
It didn't make no difference. He had toe jam.
I'm cold.
She uncovered his feet. What else she do?
And laid herself down. And it came to pass at midnight.
At what?
At midnight.
What happened?
That the man was afraid.
Why?
And turned himself and behold, a woman lay at his feet.
They're like, what the shit?
What the hell?
Come on.
And he said, who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth.
I'm Ruth.
You know, it's my mom's name too, right? Ruth, right? Come on.
I am Ruth, that handmaid.
Notice, she said, what?
Ruth, your handmaid.
Let's stop for a second. Come on. You remember Nabal, the son of Belial?
Yeah.
Who was married to Abigail?
Yeah.
When David was getting ready to seize his damn city and whoop his ass, she approached him and said, I am your handmaid. While she was still yet married to Nabal's ass.
Okay.
Notice, she already called Nabal, who she's married to, a son of Belial. Don't worry about it. Just check it out later. Come on, let's go on. I'm throwing something in there, but come on, teach.
I am Ruth, your handmaid. Straight forward the... Set forth there for your skirt over my handmaid.
You hear that?
You are a dear kinsman.
Y'all hear that?
Huh? And he said, blessed.
You know words? You take the veil and you throw it over my head, showing that I'm covered by you.
Yes.
That's what Boaz had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And he said, blessed you are.
Blessed Yah. You are of who?
Of Yah.
Now, mind, I'm going to say it again. Boaz was a rich man.
Yeah.
Already had.
Super rich.
already had wives and concubines. Come on.
My daughter, for you have shown more kindness.
You have shown what?
More kindness.
Ruth the Moabitess.
Come on.
The African. Come on.
In the latter end and at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Inasmuch as you follow not young men, whether poor or rich.
In other words, you didn't whore yourself out.
Mm.
To none of these damn, you kept yourself. Come on.
And now, my daughter, fear not.
That's teaching our old man something. Listen, I'm going to say something going to hurt a lot of people, but I'm going to still say it because it's the truth. When you get my age, don't be looking to no damn 40 and 50-year-old women. Look for the 20s.
Yes.
At most, very early 30s. Because listen to Boaz's language, my daughter. And yet and still you're going to take her as a wife. It's the speech. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
I got children older than my youngest child.
Yes.
Why in the hell do I want to sit up and get married to somebody 40 and 50 years old now? Having much knowledge. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I can say you're my daughter. And not only that, but as a man of a means and establishment. It's about bearing seed.
Yes.
When you get that damn old, you very fortunate if you can bear damn seed. I know y'all damn Americans don't want to hear this shit because Israel is real. And I can articulate it the way that it is.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm an Israelite.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Sir. Absolutely.
Come on, teach.
Fear not. I will do to you all that you require.
You hear that? This is the man saying, all right, babe, look here. Look, daughter, you land at my feet.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you want. She already done gave the ultimate submission.
Yes. Yes.
With you damn American ass painted up ass bitches. You can't do that.
No.
Where is this humility at today? Christianity ain't teaching it to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, for the young man.
Your false ass preachers and teachers ain't teaching it to you. Yeah, Pastor Dow here over straight. We are restoring the old
pastor. We're
bringing it back to
you. Hallelujah.
And I say again. A woman got to be a fool to not take this in this day. Because you are commanded to be taken care of from cradle to grave. And you really true. And I'm going to leave it at that because I don't give y'all no ideas right now. I'm going to pause and hold reserve because I'm going to teach y'all. I really am teaching y'all.
Yeah.
Damn punk ass men today, man. This is sad stuff. Come on, teach.
For all the city of my people does know that you are a virtue.
Y'all hear that?
Ooh, virtue.
You have carried yourself in such a way.
Come on.
All the city of my people, you Moabitess, you African, know that you are a virtuous woman.
Wow.
Mine is an Israelite getting ready to marry a Moabitess.
Yeah.
Being schooled by Naomi.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying, man? Leave me. Stop it, man. Stop it. Just stop it, damn it. Reteach.
And now, it is true that I am your dear kid.
I am your what?
Dear.
Now, you know what's going on now, right?
Yes, sir.
Leverage Act law.
Mm.
But we got some skips and jumps in here. Leverage Act law. Naomi's husband had passed away. She was too old to bear children. So she had servants. I'm too deep right now. I'm too deep.
No,
I'm way too deep right now. I know I am. Way too deep.
We need it. Come on. Need this. Now, culture.
She said, it's my right. But I can't bear no more children. I'm old right now. But see, you're my servant. How many times we heard in scripture, take my servant? Never mind. Come on, teach.
Albeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Boaz has been an honorable man. Look,
yep.
We know about if you refuse the leper egg law, remove the shoe, spit in his damn face, you're falling.
Yes,
we don't advance a little bit further. Boaz says, I can't redeem you. Because there's somebody that's nearer than I am. If he says, I don't want it, and then, if he refuses, and then I can accept. Then I will take you. See the honor of men?
Yes.
See the honor of men? They wasn't thirsty. They wasn't chasing shit.
But he wanted it.
He kept the order, though.
Yeah.
If he refuses. Come on, T. Read.
Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning. That if he will perform unto you.
So watch it. So you just stay right here. And this corn heap with me at my feet. Just stay here to this night. In the morning, read.
That if he will perform unto you the part of a kinsman.
That's called a kinsman redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, let him do the kinsman's part.
There's nothing he can do about it from that point.
Yeah.
If he chooses to.
Yes.
Read on.
But, if he will not do the part, him he will not do.
Hey, Israel, I know I couldn't say this for Shabbat.
Good boy.
But we here.
This is it, we here.
Yeah, you know it.
We here. So we're going to give it to you.
Come on.
You better be taking notes, Kabir and D. You better be taking notes. Come on.
But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then will I... Do the part of the kinsman.
In other words, I'm going to assume this right for myself if you don't want to. Read on.
As y'all live, lie down until the morning.
You hear that? Come on. Who talks like that today?
I do.
Well, come on.
And she shall lay at his feet until the morning.
Yes.
And she rose up before one could know another. He said, let it be not known that a woman came into the floor.
In other words, she got out of there in plenty of time. Got out of there early in the morning, plenty of time. Come on.
Also he said, bring the bell.
Bring the what?
Bring the bell.
No, you didn't say that word. Bring the what?
The bell.
No, hell no, you didn't say that word. Bring the what?
Bring the
what?
The veil.
Not that one.
What?
The veil.
That ain't what we talking about, is it? Bring the what? The veil. Oh, man. Oh, man. Brother David says, my goodness. Bring the veil.
Come on. That is upon you.
Whoa. Where is it at?
Where is it? Oh, on.
Where is it at?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
And hold it.
Now stop. Here's another instance.
Okay.
Again. Of a woman who was not betrothed or not married. But she had a veil upon her.
Yes,
it
did.
You see the reason why? So you see the reason why you can't say, okay, unmarried, uncovered.
Yeah.
Over here, you ain't married, but you covered.
Yeah.
Following out the traditions of the Israelites. You see what I mean?
Right.
So, systemically, what we do is go by the last order, business, just cover yourself.
Yes. Hallelujah. It's in the book.
We'll figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Everybody figure it out because everybody's looking.
Right.
That's true. Just stay covered.
Yes.
All you women of Israel. Read on, teach.
And when she held it.
And when she held what? The veil? It? Come on.
He measured 6 measures of barley.
Man, he getting ready to measure out a big-ass lump of food with his money. Come on.
And laid it on her. She went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, where are you, my daughter? she told her all that the man had done to her.
Keep reading.
And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he to me.
And you know, now most of you ignorant, stupid, dumbass people don't know what the hell is going on. So let me stop here for a moment. Danny, I'm sorry to take so long. I got to do this, though. All right? Lying then, I don't mean to eat up your time. I got to do this, though. You see, when we planted a garden, it was commanded of us in Israel to leave the edges of the garden for the poor Israelites to glean from. Am I right, Teach? So what Boaz was doing, and if you read the damn story, he was making a big-ass area for her to freely glean from. He had already set this shit up in motion way before this even happened.
Why?
Stop. I'm telling you one thing, y'all better leave Pastor Dow alone. Y'all better leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He had already set it up for her to be able to clean the fat of the edges.
Oh, my God. This man. Honorable and wise.
Wow. Isn't it bad when you are a man and you want to do good to a woman and you're not saying nothing but you just do good?
Yeah.
And all you're doing out of goodness of your heart, you're just doing it. And then Yah brings it around the full circle.
Jesus.
Whoa. You hear me? Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Teach.
What he said to me. Go not empty into your mother-in-law.
Don't go empty to Naomi. Come on.
Then said she, sit still, my daughter.
Do what?
Sit still.
Say what?
Sit still.
Come on, Teach.
My daughter.
Come on.
But you know how the matter will fall.
You hear that? Come on.
For the man will not be at rest.
Y'all hear that? In other words, stop. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
Come on.
Woman, if your ass would just do what Yah requires and says, all you have to do is sit still. Be still. Because Yah is not going to allow that man to rest until he fulfills all the obligation that the Most High Yah has instilled in him if he's a righteous man. You two bitches trying to figure out every damn thing. Your damn emotions is gone, your feelings is gone, and you trying to judge every damn thing with your funky ass. You trying to block shit. You trying to do all this damn shit. Get, ooh. Ah. I'm trying to help y'all. You don't want to be in the position of a woman trying to control a man's narrative.
Come on.
And you're going to be sitting there, mind you, y'all don't judge like the kingdoms of this damn world. He don't give a shit about the kingdoms of this world. He don't judge out the kingdoms of this world. He judges out the righteous judgment. And the righteousness is of the law.
That's it.
And for this, I stand accused. You hear me? Tell me this could have been a Shabbat message. We can skip out Shabbat tomorrow. Let's skip out Shabbat tomorrow.
I'm going back.
Skip out of it right now. Come on, teacher.
Until he had finished the thing this day.
That is nice to have the honor and respect that a woman will give another woman counsel. You know, like the, you know what I'm saying, New Testament. You're older women.
Yeah,
she's younger women.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They would teach them.
Teach.
Listen, this man, if he's a true Israelite, he ain't going to go past anything that y'all said.
Oh. Nope.
Y'all is going to be on him. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is perform what you're supposed to do.
Beautiful.
Y'all is going to get him.
Come on.
Bruh, come on.
Mm.
worry about y'all getting a man that's already performing the oath.
I already got it.
You gotta worry about that.
Yeah. Come on.
Man. Come on, Teach.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Keep going, but you're right. We'll leave it there. Sorry, Lions Den. All y'all, I mean, we could keep going. But you know what? Gotta hear from Lions Den tonight.
Yes.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Y'all fool?
Yes.
Y'all learn anything?
Yes, sir.
Y'all full?
Yes, sir.
The spirit full?
Yes, sir.
You ain't satisfied? Let me know. I mean, cause, hey.
I'm not done, man.
Come on now.
We here.
Fill my cup, y'all. I lift it up, y'all. Come and see. Feed me till I want no more. Take my cup, I lift it up, and make me don't be passed over.
Come on, man.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Israel, y'all, we appreciate all you. Australia, Kenya, Jamaica, Philippines, Finland, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Canada. Man, I can go ahead and keep going. keep going.
Yes.
Japan!
Oh, God.
Man, all straight way of the world!
Yes.
Mind you, that's just a slogan and name.
Uh-huh.
You're just saying you're on a narrow path.
Yes.
It's really the saints of the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah.
That's what it really is.
Hallelujah.
The called out, the ecclesia.
Yes.
Of the Most High Yah.
Yes.
Who he has shed his blood for. For here we stand. That's why we here to stand.
Hallelujah.
And we'll live forever.
Hallelujah.
We are Israel.
We are Israel.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I can't help it, man.
Man.
Oh, I can hope I just put this spirit I got on me on y'all and rub off all, man.
Thank you.
I mean, good love of y'all.
Come on.
Good love of y'all. Teach, what do you say about that, though? What are you going to say about here comes then, huh? What are you going to say about here comes then?
Man,
what are you going to do? What the hell are you going to do? Imagine, we didn't finish. We did not even make it to what you call the New
Testament. Yeah, that was like the gate, looking at the gate,
didn't get in yet.
Jesus,
that was in
the shadows.
Hallelujah! TJ, what do you think, man?
I got nothing to say, sir.
So we bless y'all. In the sweet precious name, victorious and mighty, overcoming name, while soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom. Lions Den coming up next. See y'all tomorrow morning.
Hallelujah.
11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Begin.
Here's
something. Come on, T.
Send us on out.
Boy.
Bless. Yo. That one went over some people's heads. Yo. Stuff has gone over my head. Bro, I didn't know it was out.
Dude,
I don't think that I know this.
I don't know.
You don't shut your ass up. You shit. Oh my God.